This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. Now, 5:07. Winston Peters has fired a shot at the Greens today, suggesting the party plays a minor role in any final decisions on a coalition. Here's the New Zealand First leader responding to questions from reporters today.
The Greens obviously are not involved in your discussions in any way, but do you, as far as you're aware, do they have any, will their vote concern your deal with Labour, or will it concern their deal, their separate deal?
Well, I'm glad you've asked that question at last, you personally, because for 2 years you've run a Labour-Greens government. Now you're asking me why you made that mistake for the last 2 years. Perhaps you should begin your next article by saying that you got it all wrong.
So they won't be voting on your deal
specifically. Don't please ask me to explain. Please don't ask me to explain your gross misrepresentation of the political situation in this country for the last 3 years.
So the question is, will the Greens again be left out in the cold? Former Green MP and political commentator Nandor Tanchos is with me. Nandor, thank you. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. What are you seeing here, Nandor? Greens on the outer?
Oh, look, the first thing I'd say is you've got to be very careful trying to interpret what Winston Peters says, even when he says something in plain language, which is quite rare. Even then, according to him, he's never said it in the first place. Even if it's on the New Zealand First website, he didn't say it. So you've got to be careful about trying to deduct too much from a kind of off-the-cuff kind of comment. But I think if you look at the broader picture of the coalition discussions, there's some interesting things there. The first thing is that obviously he can go with National or with Labour Greens. I think that Winston will have a difficult time going with National. You've got to remember as well that we don't know how long he's got left, and he needs to think about what he's going to pass on to a successor. So we've got an outgoing National government. It'll be the last term if there is another one. He campaigned on a slogan of "had enough," and unless he was referring to himself, and you know many of us have had enough, it kind of implies that he's going to be supporting a change of government.
Okay, but having enough can mean having enough of policy and changing policy. It doesn't mean to say that he's going to turf the government out. Look, he's saying that the Greens are not, he said today that the Greens are not a headline act, more or less. Where does this leave the Greens? Because Peters won't even talk to the Greens. He's ignoring the Greens.
Yeah, I'll comment on that in a second. But I think one of the things is that potentially, even if the Greens are elbowed out to a support party role outside of government, I think it actually leaves them with possibly even more leverage. You've got to remember that a Labour-led government is still going to be reliant on Greens to pass any legislation unless they get support from National, which, you know, happens now and then, but on the bulk of things, they'll be looking to the Greens. But if the Greens are outside of government, they're not going to be bound by any cabinet collective responsibility rules. So they're going to be in a position to pick and choose exactly what they're going to support. So Labour can guarantee to Winston that they can introduce or support his legislative program, but they can't guarantee that any of that will pass unless they tie the Greens into an agreement.
Confidence and supply, but still the Greens do have some leverage, I suppose. But what appears to be the cases here is that Labour and New Zealand First are going to throw the Greens a few crumbs, and that's it.
Well, my point is that they can't pass any of the legislative agenda unless they are willing to negotiate with the Greens. And I think it gives the Greens a huge amount of leverage because they could actually hamstring the government. Now, of course, they don't want to do that. They want to play that kind of role very carefully. But I think what is important is it gives them a chance to strategically broaden their base by supporting, talking for and using power on behalf of kind of new constituencies that disrupt this left-right dead end that they've kind of got themselves locked
in. Don't you think the Greens could well have leveraged themselves out of government here because the Greens didn't want to talk with National, didn't want to know about National. Now they could be responsible for a National New Zealand First government.
Well, you're probably aware that I've long been an advocate that the Greens need to be
talking to National
as well. But the reality is in these negotiations, I don't think they could have done that. They run a campaign, so they were very clear that they were there to change the government. And I think to have been supporting National to become a government now would be seen as a deep betrayal. And,
isn't there a perception here, Nandor, that, Mr. Peters is not talking to the Greens, so the Labour has to talk to the Greens, and it's messy, isn't it? I mean, it's messy. You can't go into government like that. He won't even talk to the Greens. The perception here that the Greens have now He doesn't want the Greens, and it's pushing him towards National.
He's also said that he's got nothing against James Shaw. He's never said a bad thing about him. So I think I wouldn't read too much into it. I mean, the thing is that all coalition discussions up to date, as far as I know, have all been conducted in that same way. They've been small parties dealing with the big party. I think it's a mistake. I think that small parties have to talk together, and they would get much more... they would achieve much more if they were willing to take a strategic approach to negotiation. But that's not how it's done yet.
All right, good to talk to you. Appreciate it. That is Nandor Tanchos, former Green MP and political commentator. It's 12 past 5. Williams. Now, the man in charge of police...